Here we go. Today is August 31st, 2009. This is Wendy Erickson from the Parchment Community Library, recording the oral history of Boston Man, BostonMann, born April 9, 1923. He's 86 years old. Mr. Mann, would you repeat your full name? If you have a middle name, too.
Repeat the full name?
Your full name, uh-huh.
Boston Harrison Mann, Jr.
And where were you born?
Born in Little Rock, Arkansas.
And you live, where do you live now?
I live in Tampa, but Clearwater, Florida.
All right. And you lived in Parchment, did you live in Parchment or just work at the mill there?
I just worked in the mill.
And for how long?
I think it was 32 years.
32. Do you know, do you remember the year you started?
1982, I think.
Okay. Is your wife living?
No, she died. Died in 99.
Was she from here?
No, she was from Lawrence, Michigan.
From Lawrence, Michigan. What was her full name?
Her full name?
Mm-hmm.
Halo Jean Conklin Mann.
Okay. What? Say her first name again.
Halo. H-A-L-O.
Halo. That's a pretty name. Halo. Do you have children?
Yeah, I have five.
Five children. Were your parents from here?
Married from here.
Were your parents born in Michigan?
No, they were from Arkansas.
From Arkansas. Okay. So you worked at the mill. Did you live in Parchment or live in Kalamazoo or?
I lived almost in Parchment out on D Avenue.
On D Avenue.
I had a house built out there, and then the other side I lived in. The time before that was in Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo. Do you remember your house number on D Avenue?
No.
Did you have any other, like, brothers and sisters in the area?
Oh, yeah. I came out of a family of 12 kids.
12?
And I was the oldest.
You were? Oh.
And I just lost two brothers and a daughter a year ago.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And
is everybody else still living? All your brothers and sisters?
No, another sister just died when she was 47 with cancer.
Oh.
And she was from Portage. And I had a brother died when he was 6 years old in Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
He was the only one that died until the 47-year-old sister.
Mm-hmm.
I got a sister that's lived in Florida the most of her life.
Okay.
She got married up here, but she went back to Florida.
Moved there. Yeah.
And she's still down there.
Did you say you had a house built on D Avenue?
Yeah.
You
right,
did?
Right at the end of 24th Street.
Okay. Do you, was it like a two-story or a one-story?
No, it was one-story.
One-story.
On the side of a hill.
Is it still there?
Yeah.
As far as you know?
Yeah.
Yes. Did you have, do you remember when you got, did you had telephone service there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, tell me about life at the mill.
Well,
what did you do there? Did you have several jobs, or?
Well, I worked in the machine room where they make the paper.
Mm-hmm.
And you work from, take the bottom job when you are in there. Is the way they like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they figured if you, the longer you worked on the machine, working, because you worked on all of the jobs.
Okay.
So you learn them. And that's the way you learn to be a papermaker.
Sure.
You find that they made better papermakers in college. Yes.
Uh-huh.
So you start on rope job, then you go up to fifth hand, then fourth hand, then black tender, and machine tender.
Okay. And you worked your way.
Yeah, I worked my way all the way up.
All the way up.
And I have to say I enjoyed this job.
You did.
Wasn't much funny, but I enjoyed it. My favorite.
Well, I've talked to some other people who worked at the mill, and they said there was, you know, Parchment was really a mill town.
The what?
Parchment itself was just was a mill town.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, lots of activities centered around the mill.
Yeah. There used to be when Kinderberg got started, that was a festival. I don't know what they did with vegetables, but they shipped them out of there.
Right, right.
That's why it was called Kalamazoo Vegetable Parchment.
That's right, that's right.
And where the bank is now across the street used to be a...
Was that where the community house was?
Community house was, yeah.
Yeah. I wish that was still there. I've seen plenty of pictures of it, but...
That was built by free labor.
Yes.
People.
Mm-hmm.
Kinderberg took people who have to work 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, is that right? Did everybody, did they enjoy doing that, or did people not want to do that for free?
I wasn't there at the time. I was just...
Mm-hmm.
I found that out through the ropes, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, it got to another part of the mill is a meter room, too.
A meeting room?
Beater.
Beater?
B-E-T-T-E-R.
Oh.
Beater room, where they beat up the pulp and the stuff.
Okay.
They started out making with rags.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I wasn't there then. That was before my time. But I understand that all that was there when I went to work there, but you could see where it happened.
Yes.
But we've modernized it as we went along.
Mm-hmm.
And women used to sort the rags out. And then they'd beat them up and cook them and make paper out of them.
Right.
Then they got to make it out of wood.
Yeah.
Jack pine. At one time, Parchment, ABP, owned enough jack pine timber in Canada. When they started cutting it here, by the time they cut that all out and come back, it could start right over again.
Really?
But they sold that for some reason.
Oh. Do you know where in Canada? Ontario or?
No, I'm not really sure where it was at. I think it was up there around Ontario.
Okay. Okay. Did you play softball or were you on the bowling league or did you do any of those?
I was on the bowling league, but I didn't play no softball.
Okay.
And they call it a golf league.
A golf league?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was out at Richland, not Richland, Cooper's. That golf course out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lots of fun?
Oh, yeah. It was fun to be with the guys, you know.
Yeah. And I think, didn't they have annual picnics?
Have what?
Picnics? Did they have company picnics every year?
No.
No? No company?
No. Well, when I first went to work there, the company gave you a turkey.
Oh.
And then that didn't last very long. I guess they got where they weren't making enough money to give employees a Christmas present.
Yeah.
They used to make Christmas paper and
mm-hmm.
when I went to work there, they had a big room there on, in the building that I worked in. I worked out on, what's the main street through there?
Riverview?
Riverview, right on Riverview. There, that building one.
Oh, you did?
That's
okay.
Where I worked for 30-some years.
Was it right across from where the library is now? Do you
yeah.
know? That was the building?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that building is still there.
Yes, I understand they're going to tear it down. But
it's my understanding also. The mill's going to come down, really, most of it, I think, next year.
Yeah.
It's all coming down. Yeah. Did you go to, you weren't in, you didn't go into any of the parchment schools. You were older.
Oh, yeah, I was.
When you moved there.
I was 20, so almost 30 years old.
You were 30. Okay.
Almost.
Okay. Were you about 30 when you started working at the mill?
Well, I was 82. I don't know what that means. I never stopped to figure it out.
You mean 52?
Pardon?
If you were born in 23, and you were about 30 when you started there?
Yeah, about.
Okay, so that had to be around 1952 you started.
62?
52? Does that sound
right?
I
don't know. Anyway, it's, you'd have to figure it out, but.
Yeah. We can. And you retired?
Yeah. When I retired, I thought it was in 82.
Sure, I think that's right.
When I went to Fort Worth there.
No, I think you probably retired around 82.
I was what?
I think you probably started maybe...
In 82.
In 82 was only 27 years ago. So I think you retired in 82. You've been retired since 1982.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay,
yeah.
So you probably... And you worked there 32 years?
32.
Probably started around 1950.
Oh, I guess it was 52 when I did start.
Okay, 52. Okay, that's close.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's a lot happens. And
you bet.
And you don't think much about it after you retire.
Yeah.
We just had a dinner with the retirees.
Did you?
Some of them. Well, they have. It was ever once a month. But now they cut it down to once every 2 months, I think.
Okay. Well, where was that?
That was up here to the old buffet.
Old Country Buffet.
Country Buffet, yeah.
Yeah.
They used to have it out in Parkland. I mean, out in Westage.
On Westage, okay.
But this year they changed it. That one closed up out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who do you remember from the mill? Remember any of the guys' names or your boss or?
Oh, yeah. I can think of their names.
Did you know Joe Chatterton?
Joe Chatterton?
Joe Chatterton.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he did a DVD of some of the mill processes, some of the machines.
Yeah.
Working. He did that, I think, in the early 90s, I think.
Yeah, I think
he did
so.
That. Yeah. Have you seen that?
No.
That's pretty interesting.
That's you used to have a colored guy out there, too, that made it on a piece of plywood, big 4x8 piece of plywood. He made a sculpture of the mill. That was nice too. I don't know if they still got that or not.
No, I don't know either. I've not heard that.
I was trying to think of his name.
That story.
I found some pictures and papers up there that they were going to throw away one time, and I kept them, but I put them in the attic of a house I had, and then I sold the house and bought another one. Now the house burned down.
Oh, no.
And I forgot to get those
papers. Oh, shoot. Well,
I was thinking that would be something you'd like to have.
Well, you know, we've been We've been, this last year, collecting products that KVP made. And in the entryway to the library, we've got a display case, probably 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 feet wide, all glass, and we've got all kinds of items in there. Since we sort of put the word out that we were collecting that stuff.
Yeah, I know. Somebody did that quite a long time ago.
And people have been walking in with items, so we have kind of an interesting collection. We've got a guy's 25, Jim, I bet you didn't know him, Jim Carlin, started there in 74.
No.
And he left when the mill shut down in October of 2000. And we've got his 25-year watch.
Yeah.
Did you get one?
Yeah, I got one.
You did.
And you know I lost it?
No.
went on vacation down at Florida one time.
Oh.
And I just went to take a shower in the bathroom. I had a camper.
Yep.
We was in the camper. Again.
Sure.
And it was positioned over blocks.
Yes.
I think I laid the thing up on top of the blocks and fell off down all the way down to.
Yep. Oh, man.
I hated that, but it,
yeah.
One of the things.
That's right. Those accidents happen, yeah. But you could, it was a good life working for the mill, wasn't it?
Good life?
Yeah.
Well, you could say yes and no.
Really?
Right. The only thing I didn't like about it was the shift work. You worked swing shift for 32 years.
Oh, swing shift, you did, yeah. That's rough.
Yeah, it makes it rough.
It does.
It changed every week.
Oh, and every week.
Every week.
Yeah. Oh.
From the 3 to 11, 11 to 7, and 7 to 3.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you changed that every week.
Were you tired a lot?
Oh, I put in more hours there than anybody, I think.
Did you work a lot of overtime?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
I had a family. I was working for Fuller Manufacturing. And I kept getting laid off.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to work for Atlas Press one time. I got laid off at Atlas. And then I got laid off at Atlas Press. Then I went to work for KVP.
Were these other places that you worked in Kalamazoo?
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so how did you come to work at the mill? Did you just decide, I'm going to go out and apply?
No, I was out of a job, so I went to the outside, and they hired me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the guy's name, nice guy who worked in the office. He said, I don't know whether I can hire you or not. You know, you don't have no experience for paper working. I said, well, I don't know how I'll get any experience if I don't get a job.
Sure.
So we got to talking, and he said, well, I'll give you a try. And from that day on, I was there.
Yeah? I bet you were relieved, weren't you?
Pardon?
You were glad to have a full-time job.
Well, I could have went back to Fuller's. I did go back to Fuller's and work. They called me back, so I worked. I traded all my shifts around, days like the day shift and for the night shift. And I worked at Fuller's just 3 to 11 and it was 11 to 7 out at the mill.
Uh-huh.
So I did that until the union and Fuller's, and then Fuller's, they fired me.
Oh.
The union fired me.
They did?
They called me in and asked me if I was working at KBP, and I said, yeah.
Oh.
And they said, well, you can't do that. I said, well, How come you can tell me what to do when I've got my time off? But I did get sick. I got an awful cold.
Uh-huh.
And I was off a week. That's what started it on.
I see.
And they probably was right. It probably was too much.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Working 24 hours a day.
Well, eventually that's going to catch up with you, isn't it?
I never turned down no overtime.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when you made your money.
Yeah.
Time and a half and double time.
I've heard that from some other guys. They said there was plenty of overtime to go around.
We worked, they switched the shifts around one time, or they went to put on, instead of having three shifts, they had four shifts.
Oh.
And you get 3 days off one week, 2 days off another week, and 1 day off the next week.
Oh.
And people didn't like to work weekends. They take off and I work. I made more money those 3 years than I made everybody up there in a year.
Yeah.
But I worked a lot of overtime.
Uh huh.
I should be rich, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed working at the mill.
Mhm.
The guys were good. We had the Sager boys. There was four of them, all from Delton.
Uh huh.
And I seen two of them the other day when we went.
Oh, good.
When we went for lunch.
Good.
And they had a guy, Mulatto. His name was Slocum. I think he was from, I don't know where he was, Matawan.
Uh-huh. Okay.
They drove a long way from, we had, when I first started there, I moved to Kalamazoo by that time. My wife was originally from Lawrence. That's,
uh-huh.
That's where I was.
Okay.
I call that my stomping grounds. I drove from Lawrence to Benton Harbor to Kalamazoo to work for 5 years.
Yeah. I heard that there were a lot of guys that worked at the mill that drove in from all over.
One guy drove in from Hartford.
Mm-hmm.
He was related to my wife some way.
Yeah.
I think he was an uncle to her.
Okay.
Yeah, they drove in a long way to work. It was interesting work.
Yes.
But it was tiresome work.
Tiresome.
You just, like the machine would break down, the paper would break down, and the guys would work to get back to running.
Yeah.
As long as the machine is making paper, the company was making money.
Mm-hmm.
But if they had a breakdown, then
sure.
They're not making paper, they're not making money.
Yeah.
So it was always a big thing to get the machine running back quick as you could.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you did have little things that happened. You could lose a wire or burn out a bearing or
sure.
Something. Motor quit.
Mm-hmm.
It cost a lot of money to make a sheet of paper.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes. You start with, people start, nowadays they used to have their own pulp, but now they buy it off in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to be processed up there into, from log into the paper, or it's to make paper out of.
Right.
Then they make it big sheets and size, and they truck it down here.
Right.
They
right.
did.
Yeah.
And I left there. I don't know what they did after I left there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I was back in the mill but once after I left there.
Really? Yeah.
Well, they put locks on the door. They changed the system.
They put locks on the doors?
Yeah, they put guards on the doors.
Guards? Did they?
Couldn't go in and out.
Do you know why they did that?
Well, it's to keep people out that didn't belong in there.
Yeah.
Because they could Flagstaff City.
Well, that's true, yeah. Did you get any kind of feeling that, like, the process was a secret or anything, or?
Any what?
Like, the process of making this paper was a secret? It wasn't a big...
No, it wasn't a secret.
It wasn't a big secret, no.
Well, I don't know. It might have been up to a point. So they parchmentized.
Yeah, that's true.
Papers.
Right.
And they're the only ones that parchmentized it for a long, long time.
Yeah, then, that's true. Yeah.
Then they started parchmentizing it up in Milwaukee.
In Milwaukee?
Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
We used to sell Wisconsin all of the paper that we parchmentized.
Uh-huh.
We made a, what they call a regular water leaf that we parchmentized. And then we'd make it for them, and then they'd take it up there and parchmentize it.
Uh-huh.
Like meat wrapping paper.
Yeah.
When I started there, they just started, when I went to work there, they just started making bread wrapper paper out of plastic.
Okay.
And
uh-huh.
That run to business a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to tell you about that room full of Christmas paper. They had tons and tons of Christmas paper all rolled up in boxes.
Yeah.
They used to make it in, ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
sure.
Woolworth and Penny's and Sears and places like that that sold Christmas paper.
Mm-hmm.
They'd order it in the summertime so it'd be ready, all made it ready to go in the winter.
Right, right.
Well, and then something happened that they had it all made for these companies sitting in different places. And then they bought some paper, got, these stores got the paper cheaper somewhere else.
Oh.
So they didn't buy that paper.
Oh.
So they lost, that was a big loss too.
Really? They couldn't sell it to them?
Couldn't sell it.
What did they do with it? Do you remember?
Well, they...
Did they give it away?
They give it to a lot of the workers.
Okay.
And, but it, they couldn't never take out it. Handle all that paper.
Yeah.
I never did buy a Christmas paper when I worked there.
Didn't have to.
Didn't
yeah.
Have to, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that was what this plastic did to cellophane.
Uh-huh.
Did for paper making.
Right.
And that's a big thing today too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The only thing that they make is if it's settles, I guess they make paper boxes. They always did make a box, a board.
Did they make boxes there?
Pardon?
Did they make boxes at the mill?
They make like boxes that you, well, that you put candy in or
oh,
and stuff like that.
Okay.
That's thick paper, that thick paper.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's that still in parchment down Island Avenue.
Yeah.
There's that small, there's that building down there that says, just, didn't some of the guys go from the mill go to work there? Are working there now?
Well, yeah, but I don't know how to.
I think it says, I think it's got a Georgia Pacific logo.
Yeah.
On the sign.
Yeah. Georgia Pacific?
I think it says, yeah, I went in there looking for somebody. I went in there looking for a woman named Carol Woods, who used to work at the mill. And I think she was one of the people who worked there towards the end. So yeah. Like in the 90s,
yeah.
Probably, or maybe in the late 80s and stuff. I had heard that she used to work in human resources or something.
Yeah.
And somebody told me that she She was working at that plant, and I missed her by a year. She just retired last year.
Oh.
But I went down in there, and I think they call it the Epic plant.
I don't know.
Epic. And I'm pretty sure I saw a Georgia Pacific logo on that sign. So that has, I mean, the mill is gone.
That's Georgia Pacific was different.
That's a whole different thing.
Different plant.
Right? But
that's gone too.
I think some of the mill guys, though, the KVP guys, when the mill shut down in 2000, went to work at that.
They could have.
At that plant on Island Avenue. Yeah.
Could have.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know guys, some guys that worked down there. When I worked there, I don't remember what the name was.
Mm-hmm.
Don St. Clair, he worked at the Vita Room.
Uh-huh.
And Ed Pager, he used to work in the testing station. He did. He both did. And Al Jerky, boy, Ted worked there. He worked there for a while. I think he's working for Settlers yet.
Really? Yeah? So you guys, were you out at the Old Country Buffet 2 weeks ago when I was out there? You were there.
Yeah.
That was me at the front of the room.
Yeah.
I had a blue, bright blue shirt on. That was me. You were out there? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you're just up here. Are you up here on vacation? Or do you live here part of the time?
No, I was only going to be up here 3 weeks. We got up here and my sister's daughter has a little boy, three,
uh-huh.
6 years old.
Yeah.
And, no, he's not six, he's three.
Almost.
Hmm?
He's almost six. He'll be six in November.
Is he? She wanted to be around him, so I said, well, I can stay until after Labor Day.
Yeah.
And
your brother had surgery. Open heart surgery.
And I had a brother having surgery, that's...
Reason to stay?
Yeah, stay.
Sure. Sure.
He's doing pretty good.
Good. How old is he?
72, I think.
Okay.
He's one of the younger ones after me.
Yes. How many boys in your family and how many girls?
There were six boys and six girls.
Oh, okay.
Even.
Yep.
Even a half a dozen on each side.
That's right.
But the one boy died when he was 6 years old. That's before they had all this medicine like this.
Yeah, sure.
He probably would have lived if he'd had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you go, do you remember shopping in Parchment or?
Who?
Going shopping in Parchment. Do you remember what Parchment looked like when you worked at the mill? Like the main street there on Riverview?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Where the school's at. They built that restaurant across from on Riverview.
Uh-huh.
I think that's out of business now.
Well, there's one out on G, Riverview and G, called Corner View.
Yeah, that's...
That's out there.
I know where that's at. We're just on the left-hand side, you turn right, you go up to
Yeah.
Did you ever eat in Dirk's restaurant?
Hmm?
Dirk's? Where was Dirk's?
Dirk's was in the main group of buildings.
Oh.
On the... What do you call it? The north... east corner.
The northeast.
It was the last business in that group of buildings.
Okay.
The dark brown building there.
The dark brown building, yeah.
Yeah. The very last business was Dirk's Restaurant.
Oh.
That whole mall's been put in there since I worked out there.
Yeah.
All the way from, what is that?
Well, there's a subway. There's a Scooter D's little restaurant in there now.
Yeah.
There's a pet grooming place. There's a dollar store, a general, Dollar General, I think, at the end of that.
And bakery.
The bakery's around the corner, that's right.
Dirk's was right downtown.
And Dirk's was right downtown. Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought you meant. Yeah. Not out at the, yeah. Yeah. And there's a one of the union meeting, I don't know which union it is, but they've got a little space in there, in that mall now, too. I don't know who it is, though, which union.
The union?
Yeah.
Not the credit union.
No, no. The credit union's another block down.
Yeah.
But that credit union, that used to, I heard that that credit union was started specifically for the mill guys. It was called the Paper Makers Credit Union.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
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 I think I borrowed one of the first dollars out of it.
Did you?
I'm still a member of that.
Are you?
Credit union.
Well, there's a woman there named Barb Diggin. D-I-G-O-N. She's been there a long time, and she worked in human resources at the mill the last 15 years, I think, that the mill was open.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to, there are five or six of us on a committee, and we're going to plan a mill reunion next July for anybody who ever worked at the mill.
Yeah.
And we're going to hold it in the middle school. We'd like to have it in the park, but it doesn't make any sense to have it in the park. What if it rains, you know?
Yeah.
This is Michigan. You can't count on anything.
No, it's
here.
Not this year, you can't.
No, that's for sure this year.
Well, I know, good weather, there are very few days.
I know. It's been very, very unusual here. But Barb's on the committee with Jim Carlin, that guy that worked there for 25 years and retired in 2000. And Dave Hager, who lives in Parchment and writes for the Kalamazoo Gazette. He's on the committee. Dave. Anyway, I got three, four, five. Shirley Kishpaw is the head of the Friends of the Library group. She's on the committee. Did you know Shirley? She's lived in Parchment for years.
What's her last name?
Kishpaw. No, not familiar, no.
I might have known her.
How about Don? Did you know Don Maas? M-A-A-S? Worked at the mill for years. He still lives in Parchment. He lives up on Parchmount. He's got two kids, Tom and Mike, is it Mike? But one of his sons, Tom, lives in Grand Rapids, but he comes down to see his dad every couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He's also on the committee, so we're gonna get something going. We'll have just like a big class reunion, not a big sit-down dinner and stuff, but lots of pictures and.
Yeah, they didn't have any special building for the credit union when not.
They didn't? Was it part of the mill?
Part of the mill.
Was it?
Right out of the main office.
Oh. Oh, I guess I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. That was convenient.
The main office was here. And it was on the corner.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that place is still, you know, they've got a new building.
Yeah.
It's now the part of the First Community Federal Credit Union, it's called now. Very, very busy.
Went from the office to a house.
Oh.
Then they tore the house down and built the new building that's there now.
Okay.
And now they've moved down to the end of the mall.
Yeah, they're at the very end across that little street.
Yeah.
Yep. But Barb Diggin tells me that she sees lots and lots and lots of retirees in there.
Yeah.
So there's lots of people around.
Oh,
still.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But things change.
They do. They do.
Well, do you remember what railroad used to service the mill?
No, I don't know which one it was.
Whichever one we have. A lot of trains come in and out of there with chemicals and, and picking up products and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't heard. That's a story no one's related yet. I'm sure I'll find it somewhere, talking to people.
I'm sure that was probably quite an activity, too.
Yeah.
Just for the railroad part of it.
Yeah.
Well, when I retired, you could see it coming. It went downhill. KVP and Sutherland's.
Mm-hmm.
There's KVP Sutherland's.
Right.
There's KVP Sutherland Brown.
Brown.
And then James River.
James River.
And then when I was retired out there, it was James River.
Because I think it went to Crown Vantage.
Went to Crown Vantage, and then I don't know the last one they had.
Yeah, I can't remember
either. That's
when
they went bankrupt.
Yeah, I can't remember either. What the last, who last owned them, or...
What was it?
I can't remember who the last one was either. It seems like there was somebody after Crown Vantage. Well, we've got, in our local history room in the library, we've got years and years and years of the newsletter. The KVP log, the KVP philosopher, some of the writings that Jake Kindleberger did, we've got some of that stuff in there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was organizing it just a couple months ago, and we've got a lot of it.
Yeah, that was... I'm glad I didn't work there when Kindleberger had a button in free labor.
Yeah. You'd have been working a lot more, you think?
Well, I probably wouldn't have been making money. They didn't pay much money there anyway.
No, not
These paper companies can't afford to pay a lot of money.
Oh.
Now, my son worked for, he's retired from General Motors, and he was making $20-some an hour.
Yeah.
$25 an hour.
Yeah, they were paying. Yeah.
And I never made that much.
No.
A day.
No.
When I first went. When I went to work there, it was $1.67 an hour.
Really?
When I went to work there.
Do you remember what you were making when you retired?
Well, I could guess about maybe 12.
Yeah.
Of course, there's different jobs as you went up, you got more money.
Sure. Sure.
I was machines in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of history in it.
A lot.
Too bad it is. Well, I understand it. But what the parchments could have helped that a lot.
You think?
If they would have cut the taxes down.
Oh.
They taxed them to them.
They didn't get a tax abatement?
Well, yeah, they had with the mill, I think 75% or 85% of the taxes are parchment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand how they get by now. Must have had to raise the taxes on people's property.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. The parchment, the actual city, is a mile square.
Oh,
the actual city. I mean, they serve more people, but the actual city limits, it's a mile square.
Yep. That's all it is.
Yep. Because the library district, we serve, we're called the Parchment Community Library, but we serve the school district boundary lines.
Oh.
So those are bigger. Yeah.
Where's the library at?
The library's at 401 South Riverview, which is just before you get to National City Bank and the Bank of America, and then Riverview goes around the corner into downtown Parchment.
Yeah.
We're about two blocks from that corner on the east side of Riverview, where there's a state farm. There's the fountains where they have...
Yeah.
There's the fountains where they have... wedding receptions,
right.
And then Ty Kelly's State Farm
right.
building is right here. We're right across the street. You see our big marquee. We've got a big sign where we advertise our events.
No,
we have
just,
a big lawn. We're
down from Dalhan Insurance Agency.
We're set back from that building because they're not in there anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I know. It's my buddy was part of the agency. Well, his last name's Han.
Yeah. Yeah. We're just before that. A couple of
years. He was born and raised here. See, he knows more, probably more about that.
I don't know too much about the mill.
No, not the mill.
Born and raised in Kalamazoo.
Were you born and raised in Parchment?
No.
Okay.
No, never lived in Parchment.
Okay. I'm looking. That's what we're looking for.
Well, Ken Han.
Long-time residents of.
Ken Han's been right downtown there as long as the agency has been there.
Well, where did he go, though?
He's here in town. I mean, he lives up in, I guess it's Cooper now. He lives just off of G Avenue.
Okay. Well, we'll have to get him.
G Avenue and Douglas.
Skip and Larry were both born and raised in Parchment.
Who?
Skip and Larry Lucero. Skip Scott and Larry Lucero.
Yeah. Larry worked at the mill.
Well,
Larry Lucero?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those two were born and raised in Parchment.
But he worked for Settler Division.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he didn't work up there at KBP.
His mother worked for there, too.
Yeah, and she's living with him right now.
Okay. Well, you know, we're making the rounds. We did a lot of, we thought we did a lot of publicity where people can come and just check out these little recorders with the questions. They come in a little zippered package. You push a button, you turn them on, you start talking. Mm-hmm. And we're having to, like I came and talked to the mill retirees out at Old Country Buffet.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think a lot of people are a little intimidated even by these little recorders. And they don't want to sit in a room talking to a machine all by themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know. So we've got Dave Hager from the Gazette and myself and Steve and Julie Gibson run a business in Parchment called PowerPoint Productions, where that's what they do. They do a lot of recording, they do a lot of filming,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff. The three of us have probably 12 names that we initially can start out with, and we're going to people and recording them. We're going to start that and see if we can't get the ball rolling a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we can advertise and promote it that we've got, you know, several oral histories, and we're hoping it's going to, you know, sort of snowball from there.
I'll pass the word.
KB.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
I think KBP owned the board mill up in Canada, too.
What? A mill? Another mill?
Yeah, they owned the board mill at one time.
Oh.
Or they got the pulp board up.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So they had all that land leased. That's what I'm telling you about it first.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of land.
Yeah.
Jackpine,
yeah. Which grows fast.
Yeah.
Is my understanding.
It only lasts about 20 years.
Yeah.
It rots.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had on 10 acres up in 7 miles north of Manton.
Uh-huh. I know where that is.
And I had jackpine.
Right.
And every time you go home and go back, it'd be another one dying. They just die and fall over and rot.
Well, my other understanding of that is that they burn that stuff. After several years, they burn it and it starts over again. Because, like you said, it doesn't last that long.
No. They were supposed to reseed it.
Yeah.
Replanted, but they didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't do it all that way.
Okay.
We used to do a lot of snowmobiling up there.
Uh-huh.
And boarding in the summertime.
Yeah.
And so you could just go in and cut all jackpine out.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were supposed to go back and put little trees back
right,
in.
Right, saplings
didn't
and stuff.
Do all
yeah.
of them they didn't do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Mr. Mann, I want to thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
We really appreciate it. And we, you know, burn CDs. You'll get a CD of this conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.